from the National Studios of Farm Journal Radio. This is AgriTalk, on air, online, across the nation, around the world. Let the conversation begin. Here's your host, Mike Adams.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to AgriTalk. We're on the road today. We're just outside of Madison, Wisconsin, and we're here for the launch of the new organization, Compeer Financial. And this actually started, this organization started July 1st, the combination of First Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Badgerland Financial in Wisconsin, and AgStar Financial Services in Minnesota. Now one group called Compeer. And we're going to learn more about this new organization. We'll talk with their CEO, and we'll also be talking with the president and CEO of the Farm Credit Council here on our broadcast today from Compeer Financial, just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. Also coming up, we're going to be talking things over with Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers. But right now, back to the studio. And Tyne, do you know what Compeer stands for? Do you know what that means? That is an actual word I learned here this morning.
Why do you put me on the spot like this? Like,
I'm testing
you. Could
you
give me a heads up via email or even text?
Yeah, because I knew you wouldn't know, and I wanted to put you on the spot.
Say it again.
Compeer stands going forward together as equals.
I like that.
Now that might be something for you to work on as equals.
Oh my gosh! Hey, how many listeners do you think you have? I just have a quick. How many listeners do you think you have?
Well, more on the days you're not on, but quite a few, right?
I mean, do you have a ballpark estimate?
It's too big. I don't know.
Thousands, millions?
Yeah, right. Yes.
Well, we have thousands of listeners that are going to take my side on this, that really you could follow that more. I can guarantee you.
See, in your world, we're all just working for you. So I think if we could get the equals, that would be a boost for the rest of us. You see, it would kind of be a demotion for you, but for the rest of us, it'd be a big promotion.
So finally, someone sent out a memo that you guys are all working for me, because obviously that memo did not get in your inbox.
Well, it came from you, so I just kind of usually delete those.
It goes in your junk mail file.
Yes, I got a big junk mail file. Most of it's from you. Okay, so have you got anything in the news for us today?
Oh, just a little bit. USDA hitting the market hard yesterday, Mike, with the latest report. USDA pushing the corn production numbers higher by 190 million bushels, now coming in at 14.2 billion bushels. That forecast is slightly higher than what grain traders expected. Now, the yield unchanged from the 170.7 bushel estimate. Soybean production now comes in at 4.2 billion bushels, which is also higher than pre-report estimates. The yield estimate was unchanged. USDA also raising corn stocks while trimming the soybean number. But does the market even care about government data at this point? Here's Chip Nellinger of Blue Reef Agri-Marketing.
Well, I think it cares, but you know, in the big picture, the carryout changes don't matter. It's more about production. So with the uncertainty of the weather, the next 3 weeks with some hot, dry conditions, sketchy rain forecasts, especially for Iowa, I think it's more about the weather, temperature, and rainfall over the next 3 weeks, more so than this report.
Yeah, and USDA raising its winter wheat production forecast by 2%, now at 1.28 billion bushels. That's still down 23% from last year. Yield is forecast at 49.7 bushels per acre. USDA also placing spring wheat production at 422.9 million bushels, leaving harvested acres unchanged at 10.5 million acres. Now, this contradicts field reports that we're hearing, where farmers in the High Plains are having to abandon acres due to that relentless drought. And speaking of that drought, it just keeps growing in the Northern Plains. Now, 6.6% of the High Plains seen extreme drought, most of that in North Dakota, where nearly 36% of the state is under extreme conditions. 22% of Montana is seeing extreme drought, and in Iowa, moderate drought doubled, with now covering 16% of the state. But the Cinderella story here, the Southeast, they really have seen drought pretty much wiped off the map. And it's heat that's actually taking its toll on California dairy producers. According to our partners at Dairy Herd Management, a June heat wave in the state killed an estimated 4 to 6,000 cows in Fresno County alone. Temperatures reached above 100 degrees for 9 days straight, peaking out at 112 degrees. And Mike, I can't even fathom 112 degrees because I was forced to work out in the field yesterday at our Farm Journal Yield Tour event in Tremont, Illinois. The index reached triple digits, and I thought I was about to die.
How'd the hair product hold up in that?
I am telling you right now, 95% humidity is not really a good hair day. I don't know why I tried. And then I decided to take a run in central Illinois. Just I thought, oh, you know what? It's been a long day of travel. I'll go for a run. Oh, I do not miss that humidity. I was swimming. I wasn't running. I was swimming.
Yes, yes. I can relate to that. I can tell you. Being up here in Wisconsin today, it's pretty refreshing after, you know, the humidity we have in central Illinois.
Speaking of Wisconsin, please send back some cheese with the guys. I'd appreciate it.
Well, can't guarantee it'll get there, but we can make the effort, okay?
I'm not going to hold my breath. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Tyne. Bye. All right. Joining us now, Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Nice and warm where you're at?
Yes, that humidity is pretty high. I was in Denver for a couple of days, and the temperatures were high, but the humidity was low, and it actually felt refreshing to be there.
Yes, makes a big difference. Hey, you've been at the Cattle Feeders Business Summit and the Cattle Feeders Hall of Fame ceremonies, and you got to hear Kansas State ag policy expert Barry Flinchbaugh. How is he grading President Trump so far on agriculture?
Yeah, pretty interesting. Dr. Flinchbaugh, who's a professor emeritus of Ag Econ, and he has actually contributed to the Farm Bill development since the 1970s, gives our new president kind of mixed grades on four major ag issues. First of all, he gives the president an A for his appointment of Sonny Perdue as the agricultural secretary. He says that he's a good man and understands agriculture well, and he's already influenced the president on some major issues. But Flinchbaugh also gives Trump a B on the farm bill, an A on deregulation, and then D's, Mike, for both trade and immigration. Specifically on trade, Flinchbaugh says it would have been a disaster to withdraw from NAFTA. He says the U.S. and Mexico and Canada have all benefited, and NAFTA has resulted in net increase in jobs in the United States. So he's not in favor of withdrawal there, and he thinks that our ag secretary has had an influence on getting the president to pull back on that a little bit. The other low grade he gave President Trump was on immigration. He says, Flinchbaugh says, agriculture needs a permanent legal immigration workforce, and that 75% of the fruits and vegetables are harvested by immigrants, and half the cows in the United States are milked by immigrants. So those are the two issues that he graded Trump low on.
Yeah, I'd say on trade, I'd give an incomplete because we don't know yet. You know, we don't know what they're going to do with, you know, how the NAFTA renegotiations are going to do. We had the good deal with China, and remains to be seen what happens with others. So I understand the concern, but I'd say we'll wait and see what happens.
Obviously, it's kind of midterm, and from a professor's standpoint, you can always bring those grades up with your final exam, Mike.
You sound like someone who's been there, done that, right?
I have been there and done that. Thank you.
you count on that final to bring it up, right? All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Take care, Mike.
Greg Henderson, editorial director of Drovers. I think a lot of us can relate to that. All right. We are in Wisconsin for the grand launch of Compeer Financial, and we're going to talk all about it coming up next on AgriTalk.
No one works harder to help you achieve your goals. We know how challenging and rewarding farming and this way of life can be.
You won't find financial experts with more ag knowledge and deeper rural roots. We grew up here, and many of us are farm kids through and through. So whether you have 1 acre or 1,000.
Whether you're building a house or a legacy.
Your friends, family, and neighbors at Compeer Financial have your back.
And we're ready to champion rural together.
Learn more at Compeer.com. Compeer Financial, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Rob Jarek, Market Development Agronomy Manager with Stoller. In this particular plot, it is 12 days here we're standing after application, in a fortified Stimulate Yield Enhancer Plus. You'll notice right away a pretty significant increase in overall plant height and plant growth. You've got a thicker, more robust stalk. You've got wider leaves, a darker, deeper color, which is an indicator of additional root growth and the ability for that root to pick up more nutrients out of the soil, improving overall plant productivity and health. Yield is being set here in terms of the number of rows that you may find on your cob at the end of the season. We may add two additional rows with a healthier, stronger plant. We may end up with this bigger root system being able to pick up more nutrients, leading to greater yield and grain filling at the end. Definitely when we get more starch and more sugars built up and stored in this plant, we've got more energy available to fill that grain come the end of the season. So setting yield potential here with the Fortified Stimulate Yield Enhancer Plus really is what we're driving in putting more bushels in your combine at the end of the season.
Visit StollerUSA.com for more information or to find a dealer.
Being an elite producer takes talent, hard work, and dedication, something former NFL pro Jason Brown knows very well.
I started more than 100 games as an offensive lineman. I earned the highest contract for a center at the time. It was $37.5 million.
But he walked away from the millions with the Ravens and Rams to become a farmer.
Some people say, oh, well, he must have gotten hurt. No, I'm still healthy as a horse, you know, thank God. But it was really a higher calling. God made a farmer out of Jason Brown.
Brown is now a top producer, feeding the community around him.
We're surrounded by agriculture. We're surrounded by agriculture, but yet there were food insecure families in our backyard.
Hear Jason's story and learn from other top producers from across the country at the Tomorrow's Top Producer event in Nashville, July 20th and 21st. Register now at tomorrowstopproducer.com. That's tomorrowstopproducer.com. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
And welcome back to AgriDoc. We are just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. We're here for the launch of Compeer Financial. And again, this company, this organization actually started July 1st. The combination of First Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Badgerland Financial in Wisconsin, and AgStar Financial Services in Minnesota. So all together now as Compeer Financial, and joining us is their CEO, Rob Hebrink. Rod, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm glad to be here with you.
Rod, tell us how this all came about. Obviously, it took a lot of planning, but what drove this merger of three states like this?
Well, you're right. It did take a lot of planning, and it began really several years ago as the boards began looking at their vision of how we serve agriculture going forward. And as I told a number of the group here today, it ultimately was rooted in the need to have developed scale as an organization to serve all of the segments that we do within our marketplace.
Well, I'm sure a lot of questions in farmers' minds, what's going to happen to my local office? Are there going to be changes? What can you tell them?
Well, there are questions, and we held a number of informational meetings for our stockholders prior to their voting on the merger earlier this year, so we hope we have a number of those questions answered on their behalf. But as far as our local offices, there are no changes in the local offices. One of the nice parts of this merger, and I know that from a farmer perspective, and you see mergers of local cooperatives, sometimes that's looked at as well, you took a competitor out of the marketplace, and that's not good for me as an individual producer. But in our case, the Farm Credit System is chartered to serve specific geographic areas. So there was no overlap in the territories that each of the three legacy organizations served. Therefore, we were not competing with one another, and we didn't have offices that crossed over into one another's territory. And those local offices, those local team members, employees in each of those locations remain in place to serve our clients going forward.
We're talking with Rod Hebrink, CEO of Compeer Financial. A lot of people think bigger is not better. They think bigger become, you know, unwielding and so large it loses touch with the people, you know, at the grassroots level. What can you say to your customers, assure them that won't happen?
I've often, in terms of our merger, spoke about the need to develop the capacity to serve agriculture and all of agriculture. Sometimes we think of agriculture as a single industry, but it isn't. There's a lot of sectors, whether it's grain or swine or dairy or cranberries or potatoes. All of those exist within this territory of Compeer Financial. And it takes specific kinds of expertise. We don't want to just put a relationship manager or a team member in front of a client. We want to put the right team member with the right kind of expertise to speak to each of our clients to be able to respond to their individual needs. And as we've talked about today here in Madison, to champion the hopes and dreams of agriculture in rural America, but to specifically help each individual client achieve their hopes and dreams.
And I thought it was interesting, you emphasized here this morning that you are serving customers of all sizes, not just the large operations, although they're a part of your portfolio as well, but in fact, a large part of your business is for smaller operations.
Oh, absolutely, and that's another part of the story of capacity in bringing these three organizations together. Because I know the first thing that we tend to think about when we talk about mergers is, well, you're getting bigger and you just want to focus on the large clients. But 80% of the total 45,000 clients that Compeer Financial has are loan relationships of $100,000 or less. And frankly, it takes capacity and scale to develop the unique niches of expertise, to develop the technology systems that give those clients access to the information that they need, to the loan and financial information that they have with Compeer Financial, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Many of them are part-time operations. They're not there on the farm from 8 to 5 or when our offices may typically be open. And it's that kind of capacity that is resulting from the merger that we can create and really improve the quality of service to a broad section of our clients.
Are you able now to offer new products and services?
Well, we're taking some of the expertise that existed individually in the organizations and starting by broadening that across the three organizations. I can give you a couple of examples of that. You know, AgStar, as one of the predecessor organizations, had deep roots in the swine industry. But we have swine clients in Wisconsin and in Illinois. And we can take that expertise and broaden it over the whole portfolio. Lending to rural homeowners is an important part of our products and services that we offer. And there's a lot of parts of the rural area that don't have access to long-term fixed-rate financing. And so that's one of the strengths of the Farm Credit System and Compeer Financial, is being able to bring that forward to all of our clients. Title insurance is a new product that we'll be able to offer across all three states for the new organization.
Especially in a down economy like we have right now in agriculture, we always talk about the importance of a good relationship between the farmer and the lender. And from the lender side of that desk, what are you looking for? What are you needing from the farmer now?
You know what? You're right. That strength of the relationship is really important. It goes far beyond the numbers and the financial results that any individual client. And we really do measure our relationships in decades and generations, not in just in weeks or in years. But what we're looking for from our clients is, we know agriculture is going to be cyclical. We know it's going to go through the ups and downs. That's okay. What we need clients to do is to work as hard for themselves as we will on their behalf. What are the changes that they're going to make within their operation to adjust? If it's, I don't want to make any changes, I'm going to go forward and do the same thing, exact thing next year as I did this year, well, it's probably not the right answer. They have to look at where they can control expenses in their operation, where they can make changes to better manage the financial results of their operation. Doesn't mean that next year may result in a profit, but at least they can better weather the next several years.
There is credit available.
There is credit available, absolutely. That's a core part of what we do on behalf of agriculture and rural communities, is to provide that dependable source of financing.
What is your assessment of the ag economy right now as you look at it, especially in the three states you're serving now?
Well, it's very different in individual sectors, and we'd also point to that and say that's one of the benefits of the merger, is providing more diversification in the portfolio, and not all sectors go through the economic cycle at the same time, and that gives us more stability to weather those cycles in agriculture. The grain industry, I think, is the one that's gotten the most attention and is most concerning. We can look at parts of our territory and the downward trend in prices over the last several years and find producers who've lost money for 3 years in a row. 2016 was a year where the outlook wasn't very good as we went into the spring. There were some good pricing opportunities for part of the season, but maybe more importantly, I think across the United States, we saw phenomenal yields, and that helped our producers soften the financial impact from that downturn. So that's the one that we're watching most closely. We know that the 2017, we don't know about 2018 yet, is still going to be a difficult year for the grain industry. But again, by encouraging and working with clients and producers to make adjustments in their operation, to build liquidity, they'll be able to most of them will be able to work through the downturn.
You see some tough discussions and conversations coming up. There already have been, I'm sure, on things like land purchases, cash rents, things like that.
Yes, and that's when we talk about making adjustments. Rents are okay, are sometimes an area that needs to make adjustments. You know, as grain prices ramped up in the and went to $7 a bushel for corn, for example, rents may have been slow to move up, but they did eventually move up and catch up. And land values, as we saw, went up as well. And now we've seen the last several years as grain is half of the price of corn, and soybeans might, corn in particular, might be half of what it was. Those rents are adjusting downward. That's not fun if you're on the landlord side of the equation either. But ultimately, that value of land has to be connected to the economic value of the crop that's being produced on it.
And finally, what do you want to say to your customers and potential customers about Compeer Financial and what you're bringing as a service to them that you want them to know about?
Well, we're just excited to have this merger finalized and in place, and what that does to empower this organization to and what we can bring to agriculture and to rural communities. Our story is that we exist to champion the hopes and dreams of agriculture and rural America. And we do that one client at a time, one relationship at a time. But in the end, we believe we can support and advance agriculture in rural America.
All right. Well, thank you for having us here today and learning more about it. It's quite a step, I mean, to bring three state organizations together like this into one. Quite an accomplishment.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a challenge, but we're excited about what the future holds.
All right. Thanks, Rod. Appreciate it. Rod Hebring, CEO of New Compeer Financial. Again, that started July 1st. First Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Badgerland Financial in Wisconsin, AgStar Financial Services in Minnesota, all together now as Compeer Financial. We'll talk more about it as we have more for you from here outside of Madison. A cloudy, overcast day. We've got lots to talk about. An exciting day for Compeer Financial. We'll tell you more about it next on AgriTalk.
From equipment failure to changing commodity prices,
soybean prices are falling,
and even unpredictable weather, there's enough worries facing growers today. Leading yield robbers like sudden death syndrome and soybean cyst nematodes shouldn't be among them. Introducing Alevo, the first and only seed treatment to protect against sudden death syndrome with nematode activity, including soybean cyst nematode. That means growers get amazing early season protection for stronger profits at harvest. And when soybean growers pair Alevo with Poncho Votivo, they'll be getting triple-action protection against SDS, insects, and the broadest spectrum nematode control available. So worry about fixing your tractor, or selling your beans at the best price.
Soybean prices on the rise today.
Or planting when the weather's just right. Because when you protect your soybeans with Alevo seed treatment from Bayer Crop Science, you don't have to worry about SDS. Learn more at alevo.bayer.com and always read and follow label directions.
Time for Markets Now with the experts from Pro Farmer.
All right, Brian Grady, editor of Pro Farmer, with us. Brian, we're down sharply today. Is that weather or the numbers from USDA or a combination?
I think it's a combination, Mike, and it's just a rough day. We saw the negative reactions yesterday to USDA's reports, and we had rains rolling across the Corn Belt, and so that combination really put some heavy pressure on the market, and we're seeing follow-through selling to the tune of 9 to 10 cents lower in corn, 29 to 30 cents lower in most of the soybean contracts, so that market's really taken a hit, and wheat is 23 to 30 cents lower, so once again, that market's taken a hit, too. We filled some gaps on the soybean and wheat charts, and it looks like definitely the short-term tops are in place here. So now we'll focus on weather moving forward, and forecasts continue to call for that extreme heat and dryness next week. So we'll see if that trumps what the technical price action is happening right now. But for now, it looks like short-term tops are definitely in place.
Any surprises for you in yesterday's numbers?
You know, I don't know if they were real surprises. I think that just the fact that the corn carryover numbers came in higher than what was anticipated, up from the previous month, definitely was the tone setter of the report there, and got the ball rolling to the downside, and then everything kind of followed from there.
All right, what about livestock markets?
Well, better news there, obviously, than the grain markets this morning. We're trading slightly higher in the cattle market. Feeder cattle are sharply higher, and then hog futures are slightly to moderately higher so far this morning.
All right, that's Brian Grady, editor of Pro Farmer, joining us on Markets Now.
Choosing the right marketing tool at the right time can make your head spin, but it doesn't have to. Market Rally host Chip Flory leads you through real-world marketing scenarios with tips and strategies to help you minimize risk and protect your profits in Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series. This best-selling 4-chapter set includes workbooks and DVDs to clearly explain the options available and give you the confidence to pull the trigger at the right time. Order your set today at shopfarmjournal.com. Farm Journal's Marketing Education Series includes chapters on Assessing and Managing Risk, Cash Marketing, Fundamentals of Hedging, and Advanced Marketing Strategies. Order only the chapter you need or get the complete 4-chapter set, which includes a glossary of marketing terms and a durable binder to keep your set neatly organized. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
You're listening to AgriTalk. All ag, all the time. It's what we do. Here's Mike Adams.
And we're in Madison, Wisconsin for the official launch of Compeer Financial. Again, this organization, new organization, started July 1st, and it's the merger of First Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Badgerland Financial in Wisconsin, and AgStar Financial Services of Minnesota, all together now as Compeer Financial. We'll be talking with the president and CEO of the Farm Credit Council in just a moment, but right now, an industry spotlight. Here's John Harris.
Well, thanks, Mike. And on this industry spotlight with me is Rod Hebrink, who you just talked to, and Compeer Financial president and CEO. And Rod, you just talked to Mike about this capacity that this merger brings for Compeer. What does that capacity mean now for your customers?
Well, the great part is it provides customers with all of the expertise that existed across the three legacy organizations coming into Compeer. And so we're going to be introducing some new products and services to our clients. We're taking the ability to serve all areas of agriculture, the specialization that we've had in the swine portfolio and AgStar, the dairy portfolio in the Badgerland organization, the grain industry expertise in the first organization, and expanding that across the entire territory. The ability to take and provide residential lending to rural homeowners across the territory that, where they might not otherwise have access to long-term fixed-rate funding. And importantly, the ability to support rural communities and their infrastructure needs in this era of less government resources that are available to them.
And you've really seen this diversification already happening with your customers in these states, haven't you?
Well, absolutely. You know, we're taking the portfolio of these three organizations that has been highly concentrated, and as you bring them together and diversify the portfolio, we minimize or manage the risk in what was three organizations into one, and it creates a lot more strength and stability in a single financial organization.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and the background you're bringing as you come together here at Compeer.
Well, most immediately over the last several years, I've been CEO of one of the legacy organizations, AgStar Financial Services, and prior to that, I had been with the AgStar organization as a part of the executive team for many, many years.
And so you're going to see a lot of those familiar faces coming together when you see the Compeer name out at your local office. Rod, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
That is Rod Hebrink, Compeer Financial President and CEO. And as always, for more information, you can visit Compeer.com. With this industry spotlight, I'm John Harris.
Thank you, John. And here as we continue our broadcast in Madison, Wisconsin, a big day for Compeer Financial. Joining us is Todd Van Hoos, President and CEO of the Farm Credit Council. Todd, thank you for joining us. Talk about the significance of this day and of this merger.
Well, this is a great day. I mean, especially for farmers and ranchers in these three states. The ability of these three organizations to come together and create something that will be very unique in this area. It'll be designed solely to serve farmers and ranchers in the area. And I think that's a powerful mission. And these organizations have proven individually that they've fulfilled their mission over the past many years. And now coming together should make them even stronger and better able to fulfill that mission.
Is this unique, or do you see this as kind of the wave of the future?
We've seen a lot of these combinations over the past many years. As you know, technology farming actually is driving a lot of consolidation in the financial services industry, including within Farm Credit System. And so these three organizations, this is kind of a natural evolution, I would say, into something that they believe can serve their customers better. And that's really the whole point. When you're a cooperative, like Farm Credit Institutions, your directors, the people who govern your institutions are the farmers that you serve. And these three boards of directors who are made up of farmers from these three states basically came together and said, we need to change something here to do better for our customers. And that's what they've done.
What are the strengths that a combined group like this, bringing three states together, what does that bring to farmers, to your customers, that they would not have had otherwise?
Well, the biggest thing is diversity. You know, you can have a lot of concentrations of agriculture, particularly in some areas of the upper Midwest, right, where you've got a pretty standardized set of agricultural producers. And so as you put these three organizations together, you diversify that portfolio. And that is especially important right now when we see prices staying low for several years now, not forecast to come back up for a while. The diversity that this institution has achieved by merging these three organizations together means that they're going to have the financial strength to stay with their customers, support those customers through this downturn.
Well, let's talk about getting through this downturn and concerns farmers have about credit availability. Kind of give us your overview of where we're at right now.
Well, we've seen a deterioration, frankly. I mean, you know, we came out 4 years ago. We had record farm income all across the country. Since that time, we've seen commodity prices drop quite a bit. We've seen grain producers struggling to remain profitable. We've seen dairy fluctuate as always, but some real downturns. Cattle hadn't been that strong either. And so, you know, it's been very, very difficult. I don't think anybody's projecting sharp turnarounds in the immediate future, unless we see something that affects supply. So farmers have been, I think, wisely trying to figure out how to shave expenses where they can, get more efficient where they can, plan for the future. Fortunately, one of the good news stories is that interest rates remain historically low. And so farmers have so far been able to get through this. It has been difficult. And, you know, as you look into a fourth year of it, we expect continuing struggle.
Let's talk interest rates. Janet Yellen, we've seen them creeping up, and Janet Yellen indicating that they're going to go up more. Do you anticipate just slow increases, or how do you see this playing out?
Well, I learned a long time ago never to predict interest rates, because I think anybody who had predicted them so far has been wrong. I mean, the idea that we would have had this level of historically low interest rates for this many years, I don't think anybody anticipated. And so, you know, I hear the same thing you do. I hear the Fed is going to raise maybe one or two more times this year. Wouldn't surprise me at all. The yield curve certainly indicates that. But again, we don't forecast interest rates. But, you know, even if it's, let's say, 25 basis points or 50 basis points across this year, we're still talking very low interest rates. I mean, you think back 25 years ago where interest rates were, and you compare them now, it is a different ballgame.
Yeah, everybody talks about, as we go through a downturn, comparing this to the 80s, and obviously the big difference, interest rates.
Interest rates, and honestly, the probably as big a difference as that is farmers themselves. You know, we saw a lot of very highly leveraged operations back in those days, and farmers have been pretty smart They came into this downturn with a very strong balance sheet. Now, obviously, there's individual cases and variances, but across the board came into it with a very strong balance sheet. They were not highly leveraged. And as a result, they've had some flexibility to deal with a few bad years. So we're seeing more proactive actions taken by farmers to change their operation, become more efficient, shave down expenses, cash rents staying a little bit high. But you're seeing a lot more proactive action by farmers this time around than you did in the 80s. And you're seeing a lot more proactive action by the lenders as well. I mean, every place I've been in the farm credit system, we're training loan officers to go out, talk to farmers early, talk about what they're seeing, help them understand the financial projections, help them understand their situation so they can take action.
Is the debt level going up significantly? Are you concerned at all about it?
No. I don't see leverage rising a lot. Frankly, we've seen some declines in land values, but for really high quality farm ground, there's always still a lot of demand, and so prices are holding their own out there. You did obviously see big run ups in some parts of the Corn Belt. Those have come back down. But we're not seeing the big drops in those land values as we did. We are seeing farmers' demand for credit go up a little bit, and we're prepared for that.
And is the lender's requests or demands of the farmer, are they growing as what you're going to need from them as far as moving forward with that relationship?
I think the need for clear understanding of the financials is paramount, right? I mean, farmers, they do a great job of understanding where their financial situation is, and they're doing a good job of communicating that to us and other lenders as well. So I think that open relationship between the farmers and the lenders is really important, especially in bad times. All of us in the farm credit system answer to regulators. They're in there looking at our books as well. And so we have to be very upfront with our regulator about here's where this is. Here's where we see it's going, and we're prepared to handle it.
All right. Todd Van Hoos, President and CEO of Farm Credit Council. Todd, good to see you. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, man.
All right, and also joining us now is Paul Coles, Chief Lending Operations Officer for Compeer. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Pretty exciting day.
That's a great day.
For your customers, when they go into their local office and sit down to discuss a loan or their portfolio, what changes will they see, if any?
Well, I think that's one of the secrets here is they're really not going to see a lot of changes in terms of the experience they've come to know over the last however many years they've been doing business with Compeer or the legacy associations. We absolutely are committed. We have been before. We're committed today and tomorrow to exceptional client service. That's been a core foundation for all three organizations. That's really what I talk to my team about on a regular basis every single day as they interact with clients. The goal is exceptional client service.
Will it take longer to get decisions made?
Absolutely not. In fact, I think in many cases we're going to see clients, because of the scale that we're able to bring, the decision making we're able to bring, some of the automation and technology we're able to bring to the loan decision making process, we should actually have many situations where loans decisions are made more quickly. The local offices are still going to have the same type of decision-making authority they had in the past, and the ability to, like I said, to automate some of that loan decision-making is something that I think our clients are going to benefit from.
I want to talk more about that when we come back after the break. We're talking with Paul Coles, Chief Lending Operations Officer for Compeer Financial. Again, this company, this new organization started July 1st, bringing together three states, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. We'll talk more about that and about our big event coming up tomorrow in Guttenberg, Iowa. Stay tuned. That's coming up next on AgriTalk.
Being an elite producer takes talent, hard work, and dedication, something former NFL pro Jason Brown knows very well.
I started more than 100 games as an offensive lineman. I earned the highest contract for a center at the time. It was $37.5 million.
But he walked away from the millions with the Ravens and Rams to become a farmer.
Some people say, oh, well, he must have gotten hurt. No, I'm still healthy as a horse, thank God. But it was really a higher calling. God made a farmer out of Jason Brown.
Brown is now a top producer, feeding the community around him.
We're surrounded by agriculture. We're surrounded by agriculture, but yet there were food insecure families in our backyard.
Hear Jason's story and learn from other top producers from across the country at the Tomorrow's Top Producer event in Nashville, July 20th and 21st. Register now at tomorrowstopproducer.com. That's tomorrowstopproducer.com.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
It's time for an industry spotlight as we broadcast here at the grand launch of Compeer Financial Services. And with me is Mark Cade, Chair of Compeer Financial Board of Directors. And Mark, first of all, you're a farmer in the area. And I think it's probably important for your customers to know that farmers are involved in this.
Yes, we have an operation in Wisconsin that's corn, soybeans, and beef. And I've also participated in my daughter's operation, which is an organic tomato business. So yeah, we're fully involved in agriculture.
And you know firsthand the needs of your customers here. What is this merger, these three farm credit groups, what is it going to mean for those customers?
Well, I think we're going to continue with the high quality of service we've always offered to our customer clients. And it'll offer diversity, some expertise in areas that perhaps some of the organizations hadn't had previously. I mean, you bring some of the expertise from Illinois, from the grain, bring some of the other expertise from Wisconsin and dairy and Minnesota, and they have expertise in swine and other commodities.
What about the products you're going to be able to offer here and be able to bring to that customer base?
Well, the customers should have an enhanced service and more expertise in each of those areas. You can draw from those expertise the Illinois group brought in, and we will continue to have high quality service for our customers.
And of course, you bring a lot of financial strength by bringing these groups together as well.
Yes, the diversity that's going to be brought here and the size and scale of this organization will allow us to better serve the customers now and into the future for the next generation.
What about, I know a lot of people, when you talk about mergers, they think, oh, is my local office going to still be here for me?
No, the offices we have right now will continue to stay open. They will have the same service and same personnel in there that has served the clients previously.
For those who want to find out more about Compeer Financial and the services you have available, where can they find it?
They can find it at compeerfinancial.com.
Compeerfinancial.com. Mark Cade, Chair of the Compeer Financial Board of Directors, with us today on this Industry Spotlight. I'm John Harris.
Hey, growers. With the season well underway, it looks like the risk for disease and crop stress is higher than usual. But you know it pays to be proactive. When applied at tassel on corn, Stratego Yield Fungicide provides unbeatable disease control and healthier and more stress-tolerant plants that can give you an average of 12 bushels more per acre for even greater profit potential. So get out there and make the season count with Stratego Yield. Stratego Yield from Bayer. Not registered in all states. Always read and follow label instructions.
Is your post-harvest grain protected from the ravaging effects of stored grain insects? For pennies per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains. A tank mix of Diacon, IGR, and Sentinel EC insecticide, or the new Diacon IGR Plus, can give you the long-term control of an insect growth regulator and the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide. Keep grain clean with Diacon IGR Sentinel EC insecticide, or the new Diacon IGR Plus from Central Life Sciences. For more information, contact your local dealer or visit bugfreegrains.com.
You're listening to AgriTalk, 1 hour every day, just ag. It's all we do. Join the conversation.
All right, welcome back. We're in Madison, Wisconsin, the launch of Compeer Financial. And again, this organization started July 1, and we're at their central offices here in Madison. But really, we're going to kind of do a little bit of the background on this and let you know how this the details of this work. Paul Coles is with us, Chief Lending Operations Officer for Compeer. You know, Paul, we've been saying combining Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota. It's not that the entire states are coming together. I mean, it is First Farm Credit Services of Illinois, Badgerland Financial in Wisconsin, and AgStar Financial Services in Minnesota. So most of those, geographically, most of those states, but not all those states together.
Yeah, that's right. So starting in the south, you can think of it essentially as the northern half of Illinois, the southern half of Wisconsin, plus northwestern Wisconsin. All of eastern Minnesota and all of southern Minnesota. That makes up the geography. I think it's about 144 counties in those three states, something in that neighborhood.
And I was asking you about the decision to have this office here in Madison, and you said it's centrally located, but you really don't have all your leadership right here.
Well, that's right, and we talked a little bit ago about local decision-making, and part of that as well is our executive leadership team is spread across the geography. We have a number of our executive leaders in Illinois, a few here in Wisconsin, a number in Minnesota, and I think that reinforces the decision-making that still exists at the local office, at the local level, and reinforces that, and it gives our team the opportunity to interact on a regular basis, our clients the opportunity to interact on a regular basis with the leadership of the organization.
Someone mentioned this in the press briefing here earlier today, said this allows us to get away from generalization to more specialization because you bring all these expertise from different areas in one organization, but spread out over all of your geography that you just described.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, technology aids in that. So if we have a dairy specialist here in Wisconsin, and we have somebody say in the St. Cloud, Minnesota area who's looking to expand their dairy operation, we certainly have some dairy specialization in what was the former AgStar territory. But we've got a whole new series of team members with expertise and experience. We can bring that to bear, and they don't always have to be right there on the farm. We can connect with them electronically, over the web, whatever the case may be. That broader set of expertise is something that our clients are going to benefit from every single day.
And I think that'll be a strong point to make, because there probably are questions and maybe some doubts still, but wait a minute, bigger organization, you start merging, do we lose local services when that happens? And you want to reassure them that they don't have to worry about that.
That's absolutely right. And as Rod Hebrink, our CEO, has said time and time again, you know, scale isn't about serving larger agriculture. Scale is really about having the ability to serve all agriculture better. And that's exactly what we think the merged organization is going to do for our clients, regardless of where they are, regardless of the type of operation they have, regardless of the size of the operation they have.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Again, congratulations.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Paul Coles, Chief Lending Operations Officer for Compeer. Well, we're going to be, after we're done here in Madison, we're going to be heading to Guttenberg, Iowa. Big day there tomorrow. Chip Flory from Market Rally joining me. And Chip, should be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I was looking at the lineup that you've got planned for AgriTalk tomorrow, Mike. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're going to really focus on the river infrastructure, the importance of it, what the traffic that takes place on there going down and upriver, and also the need, the great need for improvements for our locks and dams. And I know you talk a lot about it on Market Rally. We talk about it here on AgriTalk. We're trying to keep this front of mind, because this is a time that maybe we can get something done.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you're going to be talking with Senator Chuck Grassley tomorrow on the show, right?
He's been a little busy with the FBI director and some things like that, but we're hoping he'll work us in for the phone call tomorrow, yes.
And Bill Northey, Iowa Ag Secretary?
Yep.
I believe he's going to be there.
Because we want to talk also along with the rivers, water quality and some things like that. In Iowa, you have a lot of things going on in the state of Iowa along those lines.
Exactly. And then in Market Rally at 2:00 tomorrow afternoon from Guttenberg, we're going to obviously take more of a market-driven approach to it. We're going to have Russ Like from CGB up in Clayton, Iowa. He's going to be down to talk with us. We're going to talk with area farmers. And hopefully we can get some farmers from outside of that river market to give us a call and tell us how much that river market means to them. Because if you'll remember, Kent McCauley called in last year when we were out on the river out in Kansas, and he was talking about how important that river market is to him out in Kansas, because without that river market, Iowa corn's going someplace, and it's going to be heading over to him into the feedlots.
Mm-hmm. It really is important, and I think it's important we get the message out, and I know that's why we're hoping a lot of people will come and be a part of the day tomorrow. They're going to have tours of the lock and dam, and if you've never done that, if you've never seen the barges work their way through, that's quite a sight and something they should see.
Absolutely, and I'm telling you, Mike, with the amount of barge traffic that is on the river right now. Now, I do understand that the river level is a little low, so they may not be pulling full loads through the on all of those barges right now. But nonetheless, the barge traffic on the river right now is incredible. So, I mean, we're going to be there from 10 until 3. The odds of a barge coming through in that 5-hour period and locking through, it's really pretty good. Hopefully we'll be able to see that.
Yeah, I want people to see, not only that haven't seen it, how it works, but also the time it takes. And if those were modernized, how much quicker and efficiently they could get through if we had the improvements made that need to be made.
Exactly. There at Guttenberg Lock and Dam 10, they got to break the 15 barge tows, got to break them in two and take them through in two different slices. And I'm telling you, instead of taking 45 minutes to an hour, it takes an hour and a half to maybe 2 hours to get those barges through. And we need to do things more efficiently. And, of course, that's going to take some upgrades and some expansions.
So we hope a lot of folks will come out and join us. There's going to be lunch. The Iowa Corn Growers are going to put on a big event tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. Bring your lawn chairs. And I've been told, Mike, that you can bring a cooler if you want.
I knew you'd work that in. I've even been seeing things about wanting to see Chip in the river. I've even seen things on Twitter about that.
Yeah, something about a cannonball off the dam. That ain't going to happen, Mike. That is not happening.
Okay. Chip, thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow in Guttenberg.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it, Mike.
All right. Take care. Chip Flory from Market Rally. We'll be there in Guttenberg tomorrow with both AgriTalk and Market Rally, and hope to see a lot of you there. Thanks to the folks here at Compeer Financial. Really enjoyed it, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing more about this new organization. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining us on AgriTalk.
No one works harder to help you achieve your goals. We know how challenging and rewarding farming and this way of life can be.
You won't find financial experts with more ag knowledge and deeper rural roots. We grew up here, and many of us are farm kids through and through. So whether you have 1 acre or 1,000.
Whether you're building a house or a legacy.
Your friends, family, and neighbors at Compeer Financial have your back.
And we're ready to champion rural together.
Learn more at Compeer.com. Compeer Financial, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.